When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. No Greg, no Curtis, but we've got Shime and Wiggy and the woman, and we still have one more lead to get to. Jermaine Wiggins, good morning.
All right, good morning. So first off, before I get into this lead, this goes out to a friend of the show, Pat. He's a Quincy cop. He comes to a lot of the road shows, and he kind of hit me up last night, and I just wanted to put this message out there to Paul Murphy. He's a retired, he was a retired Quincy police officer, unfortunately passed away from cancer. And Paul and Pat were good friends, and so they're have the funeral wake this weekend. So he's only 51 years old, so it's, you know, cancer's a bitch, you know. It affects all of us in some way, you know. Got my mother, and so just my condolences to Paul's family and Pat and his family as well as everybody that knew Paul Murphy. So that's just a little bit of what I wanted to say about that. You know, God bless and enjoy life every day,
yes.
People, because you never know, you know, when your time. So enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it. I am excited. With that being said, I am excited about this starting tonight, but especially this weekend with the college football playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We talked to Billy O yesterday, and I brought up the way the FCS does it, which I think is so good. The 24-team playoff system. You can maybe use some of the bowls as, you know, playoff locations. But I want to see. I think tonight's rating and this weekend's rating for these college football playoffs, I think it's going to be massive. And hopefully this is something that might lead to college football saying, you know what, maybe we should expand the field a little bit. And this could be something. Because last night, again, it was, oh, my God, who the hell was playing last night?
The Chargers and Broncos.
No, Sam Houston.
Oh. I was like, you're trying to say that the NFL game wasn't good, so you wanted to...
Sam Houston was playing, I forget who the hell that they were playing, maybe Georgia Southern, I can't remember. But like we have these bowl games that no one watches, some of the kids opt out of. So I'm so excited for this first 12-team playoff, because I know what the 4-team playoff did, and I think the excitement, it just brings in more fans, more fan bases. So hopefully college football will see how big this is and say, you know what, maybe we should expand the field. Because
think tomorrow's going to be impacted, though, when you've got college games up against a Chiefs game?
Well, I mean, it's going to be impacted, but I think that, you know, that's just a scheduling thing that can easily be fixed. But I'm looking at it as more of like, This is a great time for you to really, really do something big in college football, because they're like, it wouldn't be cool if Alabama was in there, Miami was in there, rather than, you know, we're going to see them playing bowl games. And Miami, is Cam Ward even going to play in a bowl game? If I was him, I wouldn't play. Or even a team like Colorado. We've been talking a lot about Travis Hunter. So hopefully the ratings are so good that college football says, all right, we need to capitalize off this and we need to take the page out of the FCS playbook and add 24 teams. And I think, you know, it would be just an unbelievable for college football, for me as a college football fan and all the other college football fans out there.
And Ken Laird sent a message during the break to tell everybody that the college football playoffs can be heard right here on WEEI. Indiana Notre Dame coverage starts tonight at 7:30 after Travis Thomas. So very excited for that. That is Curtis's lock game, if you've been following along with all of Curtis's picks when it comes to college football. He is going with Notre Dame tonight. Right. So that's his lock for the weekend.
And if Notre Dame wins, they'll play my Bulldogs, who are going to be without Carson Beck through the playoffs. The Stockton kid is the kid that's going to have to play.
Gunnar Stockton, yeah. Right?
Who's the favorite right now to make it all the way to win?
I don't know.
Your mind.
I will check.
I would say that I bet a lot of people will probably say Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Oregon and Texas are tied as the betting favorites at plus 360.
All right. And Oregon's quarterback, the kid Dylan Gabriel, he's pretty good.
All right. Well, that's everybody's leads. Thank you so much. Let's get to Bill in Marion. He has an inductee for PTA, which we don't have one for the news this morning. So let me see if I can get him. Here we go. Bill, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Big fan of the show. Yes, I do have a local nominee for the PTA.
That's never good.
That is never good.
No. Now, it was back in 2022. It was actually my neighbor from Old Colony Regional in Rochester. I was accused of groping and raping students. Yes. There was over 7 girls that came forward after the first girl came forward.
Did he get indicted? Is he in jail?
No, charges have been brought. They're going through the court process right now.
I am. Well,
all right.
I guess we'll see.
Thanks, Bill.
Guess we'll see how it plays out in the justice system.
There was also like a wild story going out of Newton Country Day School where a teacher got fired. He had written a book and used students' full names in the book. And,
really?
Like, his feelings about them, like, hating some of these students. Jesus. And
how dumb can you be
sexualizing some of the students? Wow. It was, like, it's insane.
Nuts.
Yeah, because I have a few friends that went to school there, and it was everywhere. Really, really crazy. All right, well, we've got Jelani Tavai coming up right after the break. It is a Patriots Friday. We'll talk about him and his thoughts as we head into the weekend against the Bills. And I quoted you yesterday, Shime, and I just want to make sure that I got it right because Curtis brought up, you know, does anybody think that this could even be a close game? And I said, I thought you said, am I crazy for thinking that this could end up being a close game?
Yeah, I think I said that on Monday. And what am I crazy to think that the Patriots could keep this close and more so like backdoor cover, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't expect them to ever really be threatening to win the game. But at the end of the day, is there any way that they lose by 5 or 6 points? And you look at it, you know, after the season's over, go, oh, that game was closer than I thought it would be.
Especially if, and I brought this up yesterday, if they end up taking out Josh Allen near the end of the game because they're up by so much, could Drake May lead a late game comeback? I mean, not seal the deal, but
the Patriots,
could he make it close?
Especially because this offense seems to play better when they're, you know, down 21 points and they're like, all right, let's just let it fly. And Drake just kind of goes out and does his thing and they seem to be better when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be shocked if the Patriots backdoor cover and make the score look a lot better than it is.
I highly doubt that happens because I was listening to Jones and Keefe yesterday, and I think it was Keefe who brought this up, and I didn't realize it. He said this season, the Buffalo Bills have only scored less than 30 points in 3 games.
Mm. That is correct.
And the Patriots,
I think they've done it in 4 straight.
Right, and the Patriots haven't scored 30 points since Zappe was the quarterback back in 2022.
Damn.
So when you start, when you look at that, you could say there's a good chance that the Bills score 30 plus.
The last time the Bills scored less than 30 was weeks ago against the Jets. This was back, they beat the Jets 23-20 in week 7.
Well, the Jets stink though, so they play down to their opponent, you could say?
I mean, that was, 8 weeks ago now, but maybe.
So think about this. if that we know the Bills are probably going to score more than 30 because your defense isn't that good. You haven't scored 30 since Zappe in 2022. And I don't even think you scored 28 all year long. Right. Forget about 30. So
no, I think the most the Patriots have scored all year is 25, and that was against the Colts.
Right.
And the Bills have such an easy road to end it. It's right. Us, the Jets, and then the Patriots again.
That's why I don't think Kansas City's going to sit Mahomes. So I don't know. It's going to be tough for the Patriots are going to have to basically play damn near perfect football, both sides of the football, special teams included. If not, it's going to be an absolute, Buffalo is going to be a bloodbath.
They get a big play from special teams, though, and it immediately becomes a whole new ballgame.
Right, but as the Patriots almost have to play perfect in all three phases. And then Buffalo is going to have one of those games where you go, ooh, Josh Allen looks bad, where he's just throwing interceptions right. And the defense looks bad. That's the only way I think you can even keep this game close.
Look, my thought is I was at Gillette Stadium when Mac Jones beat the Bills, what was that, last year? 28-25 mm-hmm. or whatever the score was.
Wasn't that the swirling winds when Bill came on and said, the weather was crazy?
It might have been, mm-hmm. but it was. I watched Mac Jones literally beat the Buffalo Bills at the end of the game at Gillette Stadium, and it was one of the more shocking things I've seen in my life. So if that can happen, I think the Patriots can cover a 14-point spread.
I think you're thinking about...
I'm thinking about when they were in Buffalo.
Yeah, you're thinking about the win
game.
Yeah,
they only scored like 6 points or whatever. Yeah. They couldn't. I think they might have had one pass.
Mac threw three times.
Yes.
No. Yes.
All right, well, we'll ask Jelani Tavai coming up about that next, but first this.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Celtics fall to the Bulls 117-108. The Seas made 14 out of their 56 attempted threes. The Seas also coming out of this one with three technicals. We will hear what Joe Mazzulla had to say about the refs during They Said It. Jason Tatum had a double-double with 31 points and 10 rebounds in the loss. They have another shot with the Bulls in Chicago tomorrow at 8 p.m. The Bruins also falling in Edmonton. This one went to OT after the Bees came out strong in the first period. 3-2 was the final, with Jeremy Swayman making 23 saves in the loss. Thursday Night Football had the Chargers beating the Broncos 34-27. Justin Herbert threw for 284 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. It's a Patriots Friday. We're going to be joined by Jelani Tavai on the other side of the break to talk about the Pats' loss last weekend and what to expect against the Bills on Sunday. Before that, the Chiefs have the Texans on Saturday, and the final injury report indicates Patrick Mahomes is good to go. And get excited, college football fans, because the college football playoffs can be heard right here on WEEI. Indiana Notre Dame coverage starts tonight at 7:30 after Travis Thomas. And give the perfect gift this season. 99 Restaurant gift cards. They are the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, receive a $5 bonus gift card for yourself. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here is Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's currently 32 degrees in the city of Boston. The high today is 37. You're going to see some snow flurries as you're driving to work this morning, but they should dissipate pretty quickly. And then you're going to see more snow later this evening.